Turning now to today's other major televised political event, that is the fifth Democratic presidential debate, this one being held in Atlanta. Our Amna Nawaz is there now, and she joins me. So Amna, as we said, is the fifth in a number of debates for these Democratic candidates. Set the stage for us. What should we be expecting?
Judy, first, I should point out that even here on the site of the Democratic debate, on all the screens, the impeachment hearings are playing in the background. So there's really no escaping it for the press. But tonight, 10 Democratic candidates will face off on that stage here in Atlanta. Take a look at the lineup in the order they are going to appear on stage tonight. It's Cory Booker, Tulsi Gabbard, Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Kamala Harris, Andrew Yang, and Tom Steyer. Now, since the last time they met, the top tier has remained largely consistent, Biden, Warren, Sanders, and Buttigieg. But most notably, Mayor Pete Buttigieg had a bit of a surge, a multi-point surge in polls in Iowa, giving him a clear lead in that one state. That means he's probably opening himself up to some lines of scrutiny, increased scrutiny from his fellow candidates on the field. We've seen that happen in the past with Biden and with Warren. Buttigieg's campaign is sticking firm in their pre-debate messaging, though. They're saying whatever comes his way, he will be ready, Judy.
So, Amna, when it comes to that scrutiny, what are some of the main policy differences that still exist between these two candidates? What are the other campaigns saying they want to get across tonight?
Yeah, well, some of the clear lines of attack we've seen against Mayor Buttigieg in the past will probably hold tonight. That is, there's a lack of elected experience there. That is, serving just as the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Also, so far, his inability to really connect with voters of color, who we know will be crucial to whomever the Democratic nominee ends up being. Vice President Biden's campaign has said they're going to be sticking close to their messaging of consistency in the polling, regardless of who is number one or two in certain states. Also saying he will continue to present himself as an experienced, steady hand at the wheel on day one if he is to become commander-in-chief. If history is a guide, Senator Warren is going to continue to push her message of big structural change. She's probably going to face some tough questions, as she did last time, about her Medicare for All plan, especially now that she has explained how the timeline would be for the rollout of that. And some of those questions could come from her fellow progressive candidate, Senator Bernie Sanders. As always, of course, though, Judy, this is an opportunity tonight for some of the middle-tier and lower-tier candidates to try to have a moment. It's not going to be easy. The debate is just 2 hours long. That means a few minutes of speaking time. They're going to have to make every single minute count, Judy.
And just quickly, finally, Amna, we know these debates always have an effect on what happens in the weeks coming after. What are the people you talk to saying about that, especially since the field is still shifting?
We should note, of course, as you mentioned, there's a new candidate in the field, and Deval Patrick. Also, Mayor Bloomberg has been flirting with the idea of getting in. The campaigns all say two things are true. One is that it might be a little too late for some of these candidates to get that traction, especially because some of the existing candidates are still fighting for name recognition. But they say the voters will have to decide. We'll see that unfold on the stage tonight, Judy.
Amna Nawaz reporting on this debate for us from Atlanta, and we will be looking for your report tomorrow. Thank you, Amna.